George Shorb Part 4.
No, we do not want the government to be paternal, but it should be fraternal. And that is what we claim it is. We believe that all men are born free and equal, and have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I simply ask that we stand to our colors, and practice what we preach. When Franklin was advised to take out a patent on a useful invention, that he might realize a large revenue, he replied it would be contrary to his principles, that the public should have the benefit of these things as quickly and as cheaply as possible. If you want scriptural authority, listen to Moses, "The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine, saith the Lord." Look out for the man who is always shouting patriotism. If he has no love for other countries, he cannot have much for his own, but pretends great love for a purpose. Dr. Johnson said, "Patriotism is the refuge of scoundrels." An old bachelor said to a young woman, "You are the only woman I ever loved." She replied, "If you have loved no one else in 50 years, you cannot love me." Plato and Emerson speak of patriotism as a form of egotism. Too much of it is not to be admired in a nation, any more than in a person. "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself," means the neighbor across the sea, as well as the neighbor across the street. As the Spanish proverb puts it, "An ass that carries you is better than a horse that throws you." Shakespeare exclaims, "Expose thyself, to feel what wretches feel." If we did feel it, we might have more feeling for them. No one can be truly happy till all are happy. No one can be truly free till all are free. No one can be truly perfect till all are perfect. But I have heard of one lady who went to an asylum to select a child, and while the matron paraded before her all the captivating ones, she spied a frail little creature in a corner. She went to her, took her in her arms, and said, "This one looks as though it needed care the most." How little we think about the suffering of the world! How little we know about it! "Manners make the man," says the Scotch proverb. The word penitentiary implies that the object of a prison is to lead men to repentance, and not merely to punish them. You may call this sentimentalism, but whenever it has been proposed to make punishment more humane, there has been someone to sneer, "Sentimentalism. You yourself would not wish to restore the cruel punishments of the past." The rank is but the guinea stamp, the man's the gold for a bat. Burns. I have often been astonished, in traveling, to find how much better I was treated when I had on my best clothes than when I wore my old clothes. You may say, "The coat shows the man." But was I not the same man in either coat?